I'll start. This is retaining on Mark Pisor, M-A-R-C. Mark, M as in Mary, M-A-R-C. Mark Pisor, P-Y-S-E-R, P as in Paul. Mark Pisor, date of birth, 10-11-57. Date of visit, 4-11-25. Please make copy 4. Jerry Leventhal, M.D. Jerry Leventhal, M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and recurrent bronchitis. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 67-year-old male who has had cough, wheezing, and tightness in the chest. Has had recurrent episodes of bronchitis and has been using a Symbicort inhaler with some relief. The patient brings up a little clear sputum but denies any fevers or chills, and he does have some post-nasal drip. The most recent chest x-ray was done in August 24, which showed no acute infiltrates, period. He has gained some weight and he did have a prior history of hypertension as well as cancer of the bladder. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, history of bladder cancer for which he is receiving local chemotherapy, and he has had no history of diabetes. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked cigarettes half to one pack per day for 24 years and then quit. Alcohol use moderate daily. Next paragraph, family history. Father had dementia. Mother died of COVID and had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Next paragraph. System review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. Yes, shortness of breath and wheezing. It denies abdominal pains but has heartburn. No diarrhea or constipation. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains or palpitations. He has hay fever. He has urinary frequency. Denies flank pains. Denies joint pains or muscle aches. Denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next, med list included Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, one puff BID, albuterol inhaler, two puffs PRN, ezetimibe 10 milligrams daily, montelukast 10 milligrams daily, Protonix 40 milligrams daily, Irbesartan 300 milligrams daily, and tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams a day. Xanax 0.5 milligrams PRN. Next, physical exam, this averagely built elderly male who's no acute distress, no pallor, sign of this clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138/70, pulse 82, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 118, saturation 98. Itching and dear non-spheric, people are reactive. Thing is, moist throat is clear, nasal mucus are injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, to lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And breath sounds are diminished at the periphery. No crackles or wheezes. Heart sounds are regular as well as S2. No murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no masses. And no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1+, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, fresh number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. And number 2 is history of bladder cancer. And number 3, history of hypertension. Can you please add in the number 1, moderate persistent asthma? Okay. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete PFT with bronchodilator studies and a CT of the chest. He will use a Breztri aerosphere, BRAZ, Breztri aerosphere, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. And advised to come back. Also, can you please add, the patient was advised to get CBC IgE level and a eosinophil count and a follow-up year approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. This is a copy for Jerry Leventhal, L-E-V-E-N-T-H-A-L, Leventhal, L-E-V-A-N-T-H-A-L, M-D. Jerry Leventhal, M-D. Thank you.